fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Happy Thursday. Jay Foreman, Harrison, and we got a special guest, Dr. Finn from AMI. But this is Old School, brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill here in the capital city of Lincoln, 168th and Maple up there in Omaha. We got Dr. Finn in here. Listen, you know, you don't get to see me as much, Dr. Raz, but I get to see you other places. Want to welcome you in. I always like when you guys come in because I get to ask questions that definitely you guys are expert in. For people that don't know, AMI, they helped me out. And I was just talking to Dr. Finn outside, or Dan. I know he is Dan. So I was talking to Dan out there. And I said, you know, last 3-4 years for me physically have been horrible. But, you know, when you walk in, I will tell you this from my experience. This has nothing to do with you being here. And you guys, obviously, I knew you more before I knew Dr. Raz. Is that for me, sometimes when you go into places just for past experiences, you're just like always on guard, right? And I'll tell you one thing for people out there, if you have, you know, stuff that you need to get looked at from an imaging standpoint, people that are honest and hardworking, when you guys set forth a game plan for me and it was honest, that was probably one of the best things that's happened to me as far as a doctor. And that goes always, I mean, obviously Nebraska doctor was great, but when you play in the professional sports, you know, you just kind of don't know what you're going to get. So you always kind of have those, you know, perceptions. So I want to thank you guys for that. You guys do a great job. And as you always done, because you guys, you know, do honest work. But we get to talk about some cool, fun stuff to me. We're going to talk, we'll start right away. We'll talk about concussions, right? Just because of, or knockouts, right? Not just concussions, because I think concussions, or people always think concussions, think football. Let's talk about knockouts. Bud Crawford had a big weekend, or a big fight last weekend, didn't get the knockout. But when we talked earlier, there's like different ones. So let's talk about the one that everybody sees in the movies, mm-hmm. right? Or sometimes on the Instagram and social media. Talk about the ones, we call them one-hitter quitters, when you like hit them and they're constantly, are quickly out, or the quick blackouts. Explain that and the ramifications of that and really what happens to the body and the trauma to the head.
Yep. So we'll call that the lights out.
Yeah.
Knockout. And so the most, there's several factors that lead to a knockout, but the one that I think is the most important is the direction of impact.
Right.
So if you get hit square in the face, bare knuckle boxing or something, right on the forehead, that's not as bad as if you get struck on the chin. Everybody knows that, right?
Right.
The reason for that is when you get a straight-on collision, the inside of your skull is made to cushion that. So the outside of the skull is nice and smooth, but the inside is convoluted. It matches the contour of your brain. And what that does is it cushions the blow the same way like laying on a bed of nails won't poke you, but a single nail will. And so when you take that frontal impact, the brain's moving backwards all at the same rate. Now, the opposite of that is when you take a shot on the chin, it causes a rotational force, and that's the one that gets you. Because if you think about it, if I get hit by a right hook on the left side of my face, the front of my brain is traveling to the right, and the back of my brain is traveling to the left. And every point of that circle, the brain's traveling in a different direction.
Right.
And then the inside of the brain is traveling less distance than the outside. So think of it like 400-meter dash, right? The inside lane starts way back from the outside lane to make up for that extra distance around the track. So same thing inside your brain. When you take that shot from the side and your head spins, it's spinning at different rates. It's the same rate, but it's a different acceleration.
Right.
And what that does is it causes a shear stress on the brain versus a frontal impact, which is just one direction. And that's what disrupts the neuronal transmission, and then that's what puts your lights out.
Man, that's the, I mean, that, when you think about it, it's, yeah, you understand where people, you know, get hit on the chin. Now, talk about, like, is it also if you get hit in the temple, right? Like, that was the old way, right? When you get, like, you get hit in the side of the head right here?
Well, that's probably causing rotation.
Yeah. So anything on the side is bad. You see that, Harrison?
Yeah, hooks are dangerous.
Yeah.
If you get getting out of that.
Yeah. Now, what about, now, I'm going to ask you this, since, and is that, so we've seen Mike Tyson, right? He has probably the most famous uppercut of all times. I always say he brings it from the equator of the earth. Talk about that now, because most boxers wear mouth guards that's supposed to guard against that, I assume, right? Mm-hmm. But talk about that, you know, when you get hit with an uppercut and then that sends you into
even
outer space.
Like I said, if you take a frontal shot, if the force is hard enough, it's still going to
do the
same thing.
Yeah.
And like you said, it comes from the center of the earth.
Yeah.
With him. But I think when you take an uppercut, it twists the skull and it puts some pressure on the brainstem and the midbrain.
Yeah.
And that's where it's called the reticular activating system. And that's your light switch. That's the switch.
Yeah. It turns the lights off, right? You tell him, Harrison, hey, anybody mess with you, I'm going to turn your lights off.
No, I'm going to get your reticular activating system.
Well, then when he asked that, what'd you say? That's when you punch him. So the next one I want to ask you about is like where you see sometimes, you see it in athletes, but you see it a lot in boxing. And I call it where you're like a little bit, you know, spaghetti legs. It was a baby deer legs, punch drunk. What, talk about that where you see them, they try to get up and they're trying to find their ways. You know, find their way.
So again, several factors, but I think the most important one is your vestibular system. That's your balance system. So deep inside either ear, you have an accelerometer on either side. Same thing. Well, not the same, but same type of device that's in your phone, on airplanes, in your cars. And it senses, like I can put you in a black box and spin you around. And you're going to know that you're spinning. That's your vestibular system at work. And these are three hollow tubes in three different planes filled with fluid. And think of it like a snow globe. If you have a snow globe with the glitter inside and you spin it, the outside of the glass will move and the glitter will stay the same. And that's the normal state. That's where we're at right now. And so there's little hairs inside that can tell that the water isn't moving, but your body is. Now, put that snow globe and spin it around like when you're a kid and you sat in a chair and you spun. Eventually that water catches up to the side of the snow globe and it keeps spinning. Then you stop, the water keeps spinning. That's vertigo.
Right.
And that's what we experience when you sit in the chair and you spin it around. Now, when you take a bunch of shots, it's equivalent to taking that snow globe, giving it to my 5-year-old son, and he's going to shake it like crazy. Right?
Right.
And now the water's not going left or right. It's going in every direction, right? It's chaos. And so when you take some of those shots, the water in these three hollow donuts, it's not going in a coordinated fashion, so your brain doesn't know how to make sense of it. So the only input that you have is what you can see. So you can see the ground, but you feel like you're moving, and you don't even know which way you're moving. And that's what the punch drunk feeling is.
The last one I want to ask you about is you see this, I think, a lot. You see it in boxing sometimes, but you see it, I know I've seen it a lot in football. And to me, I think, you know, from my personal experience, the ones where you go out quick, you know, those aren't as scary. They're all scary, but, you know, and then the punch drunk ones, I don't think are scary. The one that was very scary to me that I saw, and I've seen several, seems millions of times, when somebody gets knocked out and they get the arm froze here.
Yeah.
And then their fight, you can see on their face that it almost like they're awake, but they're straining, but the body is frozen in time. We used to, you know, Dr. Finn, we used to have a safety. We used to call him Dr. Freeze because, you know, when it was like four games in a row, he'd hit somebody and that's what would happen. But at the time, you think that's pretty cool. But in reality, when it's one of your teammates, I saw it when they just had the Hall of Fame game last weekend. I saw one of my teammates on the ground there, and it was probably one of the scariest things I've ever seen, because he's looking at me like this, helpless, and his arm was I guess locked. I don't know what is that called, and what type of concussion is that?
So whenever I see that, I can watch a game and be like, that guy's done. He's not playing anymore.
Right.
Let me see it. And so usually what's going to happen is they're going to bring their hands up to their chest. So you have a balance between flexion and extension on every joint. And so right now, if you hold your hand out, your fingers are kind of bent towards your palm, right? That's the natural state. And that's good, because you don't want your fingers flopping around. When you take a shot that's bad enough, you lose the flexion extension balance. So usually in neurology, we call it the decorticate posturing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you lose extensors. So you can flex, let's just go through it. You flex your fingers, your wrists, your elbows, and you bring your arms into the middle of your chest. You're going to see this. Those of you watching on YouTube, you can see, but when you see that stiffness, that posture, that's almost always a concussion.
Right.
And the opposite of that, and we saw it with Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you about that.
When he did, he had two concussions in one game. The first one was whatever, and then he got hit a second time. Now, this was the opposite. He lost his flexor.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Balance. And so all of his fingers were extended out.
Yeah.
That was really scary. Yeah. And that's called decerebrate posturing. And that's worse.
Yeah, because he had the one that was really, I think, was alarming for the league. Obviously they knew they probably a lawsuit. But the one where he got slammed in his head, like bounced off the turf.
Yeah.
And that's what you get ragdolled. You know, you kind of don't have any, you know, they catch you in a position where you're in a compromised position where you don't have any balance or ability to fight against force. He's not a big dude. That dude's a big dude. I always say nature versus nurture, and that was a scary one. But that's pretty interesting stuff, because, I mean, you're going to see it here, the NFL season starting, obviously college football season starting. You're going to see, hopefully we don't see any, but you're going to see it. But, you know, like I said, to see my teammate like that, like literally from me to you and Harrison, was probably a eye-opening experience. Let's go into something a little bit more, I guess, positive. Muscle memory,
mm-hmm.
right? We got a lot of guys in here that played sports before. We just talked about Steph Curry having a great game to lead USA back to win, get into the gold medal game against France over Serbia. We also got people that we tend to watch golf. We got guys that played baseball. Everybody talks about muscle memory.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for me, muscle memory may be like throwing a football, you know, and for somebody else might be, you know, they grew up playing golf or baseball. I always had this question I want to ask you about. How long does it take to, I guess, gain muscle memory, to have it to where it's just an instinctive habit, I guess, at our age or whatever? And the second question is, how fast can you lose it? You know, because it seems, you know, I can't throw a football like I can. And it definitely the mechanics ain't the same. So can you answer those questions?
So that's one of those deals, frustrating. There's no cutoff point.
Like, sure.
You know, there's a book that talks about 10,000 hours or something like that mm-hmm. to master something. But the truth is, the more you do it, it's like a linear slope. The more you do it, the more muscle memory you're going to get. So there was an old professor of mine that did this really interesting study. He took amateur golfers, you know, like myself,
mm-hmm.
All the way to pros and everybody in between. And he put them in an MRI scanner, and he performed what's called functional MRI. And that's where you can see what part of the brain is active, like what is actually thinking at the time. So he said, I want you to go through the motions of a golf swing in your mind, you know, feet shoulder width apart, bring your arm back, break the wrist, the whole thing. And what he found is that the amateur golfers, their brain lit up with activity like a Christmas tree. And you can see it mapped on the specific parts of the brain. And then the pro golfers, it was almost no activity. So they're literally not thinking about their golf swing. So then you
Interesting.
Think, yeah. So then you think, well, is this, are they born with that? Are the pro golfers, are they just naturally gifted? So another group of scientists did another study and they took hacks like me and did a fMRI study in the spring. And then they said, okay, by the end of summer, you need to get 40 practice sessions in or rounds or whatever. Then come back in the fall, we're going to scan you again. And what they saw is that that brain activity went down, meaning that muscle memory had increased to the point where you no longer had to think about it. Because, you know, when I take a shot, I'm thinking about every aspect of the swing. And when I don't get it right, which is often,
right,
then I don't hit a good shot. But, you know, the pros, they don't have to think about the fundamentals. Like, I remember, I love the show, so I listen. And I've heard you talk more than once about footwork drills.
Yeah.
And you don't talk about them with excitement. But, you know, when you're doing those drills, as boring as they are,
yeah,
you're a world-class athlete and you're doing these, you're tiptoeing around, you're building that muscle memory so that when you're in the game, you're not thinking about how to take that next step. Like right. If you're a lineman, you're not thinking,
yeah,
keep your rear end down and keep your heels on the ground. You're thinking about where's the mic and what's that DN doing.
Right.
So that, you know, your brain only has so much computational power. It's just like a computer.
Sure.
And so if you can automate the menial task of moving around, then you can actually think about the strategy of the game. So all those kids out there that are starting 2 days and cursing their coach for, you know,
working them too hard, right? Getting them off the couch and off the PlayStation.
Or maybe they just, they want to get after it. They don't want to do the drills.
Yeah.
The drills is what's going to give you the advantage in the game.
Yeah.
Because you literally don't have to think once you get the muscle memory. And how fast does it go away? I think it's the same thing. It's linear.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, you know, the way you just explained it, you know, when you think about, I guess the, you know, when people say, I was in the zone or whatever. Now, granted, that's, you know, you working at isn't going to make you get in the zone. But the few times that I felt like I was in, quote, that state, I don't know what you call it, in the zone, like, I didn't think anything. I felt like the game was slow. I felt like, you know, it was like a poetry in motion, you know, and it is pretty, amazing when you look at some, like the pro golfer's brain where, like, you know, I imagine if our activity was off the chart. Could light up a room. And, you know, they're just, you know, just calm, cool, and collect. You know, one story I heard, I have a friend that was on the PGA Tour, his name is Johnson Wagner, and he told a story about when he played with Tiger Woods. And so he was a rookie and just got off it wasn't the Korn Ferry Tour, it was web.com, right, back then, same thing. And so they're on the first tee. So he, you know, Johnson was sponsored by Titleist. So he probably said, hey, I got a Titleist 8 or whatever it is. Tiger Woods comes up to him and says, hey, Tiger Woods. And he shows him the ball, you know, and it says Tiger on it. And then he put a black line on it. He said his hand didn't move at all. Like, it wasn't nervous. So when Johnson put his name, he was shaking, you know, mm-hmm. right? They say, hey, Tiger Woods, I'm playing, you know, at that time it was a Nike. Boom. Calm, cool, and collective. And he's like, that's just part of his intimidation. But probably all the hours that he put in, I think Tiger Woods said he has to touch a club 1,000 times a day before he plays in a tournament, you know, do something with it. So that's probably where you don't get much activity. And that's why he's cool, calm, and collective, or at least was under pressure.
For sure. And you mentioned Tiger. I try to watch videos and learn how to play the game. And I was watching Tiger with a, you know, 100-yard wedge shot, and he's explaining how to do it. And in the middle of this explanation, he stops. He says, "Wow, I can feel the shot already. I can feel it." And that's when you know it's a feeling, because it's the feeling of all those motions put together into one feeling. And I thought that was really interesting that he said that, because you know, here I'm just thinking about the mechanics,
right,
and he's thinking about the feel,
right. I want to ask you one more question before we get you out of there. For the people, we have a lot of people that play sports that are visual learners, and this kind of goes along with it. Can you create or help muscle memory by being a visual learner? Here's why, right? In football, we call it mental reps. So if Harrison's the coach, you're in there and getting four reps, the mental rep is me to, you know, hear the defense, hear the adjustments, the checks, and then see you execute it or envision myself doing it. How does that work along with what you said?
The same way. And I was going to go into that.
So if we watch YouTube for 5 hours a day, we're going to be Tiger Woods?
No, you got to.
Go ahead.
I was going to go into it because some other scientists did exactly that.
Right.
They said you're going to practice, but only in your mind. And they saw that the same thing happened as if you actually, well, I don't know if it was the same effect, but it was an improvement where they just did mental reps. I can't remember what the activity was, but not only did they see a decrease in thinking activity, but they saw a change in the volume of the brain in those areas too. So it absolutely helps. So you always hear these elite athletes talk about visualizing the shot, and there's 100% something to that. I don't know if it's the same as physically practicing, but it is. It is beneficial.
So it's got to be a healthy balance of two, of both of them.
I would say,
right? Yeah, I mean, definitely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, to be honest with you, like, as you know, I mean, I don't know if you visualize when you know you're going to see a patient, but when I used to visualize a game, plays, over and over and over, and what I'm doing, and I felt like that would take the edge off, you know, as far as the anxiety. Now, granted, you're always going to be nervous. You're always going to be excited, have some anxiety, but I always felt like that would help out. Now, that was one question I wanted to ask you about being a visual learner. And I will say this, there's that Jack Nicklaus video. Now, it's way back in the day, and he had polyester. If you can get past the polyester pants.
I can.
You know,
he's the greatest.
I always call it the two Hazel rocket video. So once I hit two off the Hazel, like if I'm playing, I watch that video and watch it. And it might just be dumb luck, but I feel like the next time I go out there and play, I'm in a better place. Maybe it's because I'm watching him, but you know, I see what you're supposed to do, and I hear it, and then I'm able to kind of somewhat execute it, at least in my mind.
Yep. Whatever works, man.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we appreciate you coming in. We gotta have both of you guys in because I think I want to get both of you guys going at the same. I know you guys are busy, but ideally, maybe during Christmas break or something, Thanksgiving break. We usually try to bring y'all in for appreciation. So appreciate you stopping by, dropping some knowledge. So now when you watch the preseason game tonight, everybody be on the lookout for hopefully just the not the one that where the guy's arm goes straight, just a little lights out, right?
Decorum and hip posture.
Yeah. So there you go. So if you ever get into scrap, that's what you tell them. I'm about to. Was it
reticular activating system?
Yeah. I'm gonna destroy your. I'm gonna destroy your activating system. Here in about 3 seconds. But Dr. Finn, Advanced Medical Imaging, thanks for stopping in. We're going to take a quick break, then we'll be back at the top of the hour.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tricolor variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.